Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today we're going to continue to allow the Word of God to help us penetrate the mysteries of the kingdom. The church has given us the whole series of parables that Jesus teaches in Matthew's gospel. And each one of those is meant to reveal dimensions of the kingdom. As I mentioned on each program, really over the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at these because this is where what the church has called us to focus on in terms of the gospel. And each time I try to remind us that really what Jesus is doing, remember, his whole fundamental purpose is he began his ministry, came out of the baptism in the Jordan, after his battle with Satan in the desert, really drawing a line in the sand, Jesus goes forward, really, as a warrior king coming to establish the kingdom on the earth. And so his preaching began, the kingdom of God is at hand. That means the dominion of God, the rule of God, the reign of God, the presence of the Spirit of God, people being born again, people coming alive in Christ, people preaching the kingdom, people coming into the experience of the mysteries of the kingdom, people coming alive in their dedication and knowledge of Christ, being fully yielded to him and identifying with him as disciples and being part of his body and extending the mercy and salvation of Christ from the cross, his resurrection, his ascension into glory, that now is being communicated. The kingdom continues to go forward. And the parables reveal to us dimensions of that kingdom and how the kingdom will unfold in this time between the two comings of Jesus, and what individuals will do and won't do, and what the Lord's going to do, and where it's all headed. So these are very important. And yesterday, we talked about the two simple, very short ones, the treasure hidden in the field and the pearl of great price. If you didn't have a chance to hear the programs yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. They're archived right there on our website, and feel free to browse the website. And as I try to mention as often as I can, at least once a day, is to consider downloading, friends, the Renewal Ministries app. You'll have access to our radio shows, mine, Sister Ann, our YouTube channels, the many talks and different kinds of things Renewal Ministries has done. It's there free for the taking to help build you up and strengthen you. And if you have been blessed by these programs and things, download the app and tell your friends about it so the word can be spread. We are living in such an intense time of spiritual combat. Shouldn't be surprised, right? This is exactly what Jesus is describing to us in the parables and the things we're celebrating. Well, yesterday I discussed as well St. Paul earlier in the week, I think it was the Feast of St. James. Paul's describing his condition as an apostle. You know, he's perplexed, he's beaten down, you know, he's struck down, he's really experiencing persecution and trial, but he's also in the midst of it experiencing glory. And he could do that because, like the parables have said, he laid hold of the treasure by buying the field. He saw the glory of Jesus, and he gave everything. He saw the value of knowing Christ Jesus the Lord, and he realized that to follow the King meant to give everything. And for him, it was easy once he beheld the treasure, once he beheld the Lord. But easy in terms of the decision, but the lifestyle is difficult because it's the lifestyle of the King. We're still living in a fallen world, and the Lord of this world is still attempting battles and pitching battles in different places against God's people. The war's already been won, but the Lord wants us to walk in his footsteps and to live out the kingdom lifestyle and to be a kingdom person living under the lordship of Jesus, following his leadership and the power of the Holy Spirit in his church, wholeheartedly devoted to God, sold out, moving in God's purpose and plan in the particular assignment that you've been given. Each one of us has been given one or more, right? As a husband, as a father, you're running a business, maybe the Lord's given you a ministry of different kinds. All of us are called to engage in different ways in the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations. And some of you do it intensely in prayer because you're homebound. Some give very kind donations to ministries and maybe extravagant giving that the Lord loves. to help the kingdom go forward. That's really great. And you're engaging it all and you're living in the kingdom. Well, that means you're a threat to the enemy. And he's going to try to stop you, slow you down. And in Paul's case, the persecution and the trials and the rejection was there. But Paul was rejoicing in it. Just like the saints have done in history, friends, when it happens. When they do get persecuted, falsely accused, just the way Jesus described, hated, they rejoice. Because they know that the people who are coming after them don't fully get it. Just like Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But they know the source of it, which is demonic power, and they know that Satan has been defeated by Christ. And anything the devil can do, you know, is only temporary, number one. Number two, as St. Paul said, if he's walking in the Lord, that persecution redounds to God's glory. Because through it, Paul's love, Paul's sacrifice, the proclamation of the kingdom, all that's going forth, the love of the brethren that's happening, all of that, the pressure coming against them and the hits they take out of love for Christ and fidelity to the King shines the light of God. It opens people, the very people persecuting them, see the life of the kingdom. They may reject it, but it may transform them like the persecutions in the early church. When people were being martyred and those who were putting them to death, some of them were converted because of the peaceful way in which these brothers and sisters went to their own death and the joy that they expressed and the forgiveness that they extended. So what the devil means, the devil always bites his own tail. The worst thing he can do is what? Take our life. But it's temporary. It's a ticket to heaven if you die in the Lord. And it's moments in which the glory of the Lord can go and the treasure that you have. And here's the wonder of the apostles and saints. They actually lived with their hearts filled with gratitude and confessing and magnifying the Lord, saying again and again, what a treasure I possess. What a treasure I've been given. Yes, this slight momentary afflictions. Yes, I know they're here in the world in the opposition, but I know what's already begun in my life and it's giving way to an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. And nothing can come against me, ultimately, that the Father does not permit, that Jesus does not permit, which means I have the strength in me by Christ's presence and his purpose and fidelity to me, his promises to me. I have in me everything that's needed to endure patiently the trials, the difficulties, the disappointments, the rejections that come to us in this world. Blessed be God. Now, today's parable is the parable of the dragnet. And this is also taken from Matthew chapter 13. These parables are just wonderful. So wonderful. Lord Jesus, thank you for opening up the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom to us. We thank you so much. Jesus said to his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down and put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Oh man, here's just another passage where Jesus wrecked our day. No, people say, it's so funny. Sometimes people say, you know, the loving sayings of Jesus are so beautiful and powerful, you know, but verses like this, talking about God's judgment, somehow are not expressions of God's love, but that's a total misunderstanding. Everything Jesus ever said and did was for love, was an expression of truth and love. And this is a dimension. He's so good to us, he tells us the truth. Because what's happening is that the default reality of the human race, friends, is we are dead in our sins. Like St. Paul said, we were by nature children of wrath, enemies of God, aliens and strangers to the kingdom. And as St. Paul said, living without hope in the world. That's the actual condition of the human race. But God, in his love and his mercy, in his kindness, out of the great love with which he loved us, sent forth his Son. So God so loved the world. love came to rescue us from this condition. And what it is the offer of eternal life, the offer of entering the relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to receive eternal life. But it requires a response. It's a response of repentance, because we acknowledge, yes, you're right, Jesus, you did need to come for our sake. We were in terrible shape with no way out, slaves to the demonic powers that we would be subject to for all eternity with no way out. But you did come to shine your light in the darkness. And you came to reveal to us these mysteries of the kingdom. And part of the mystery was you revealed to us the mystery of my own heart. You told me that I'm defiled, not because of what I eat or what's outside, but what's within my heart. That in every human heart, there's a fallen, corrupted, sinful dimension. Anger, bitterness, rivalry, conceit, lust, hatred, unforgiveness, infidelity, all these things. Jesus said, this is in the human heart. I'm coming, as we talked about early in the week, to give you a new heart. You need a new heart. And why do you need a new heart? Because of what Jesus is describing right here. Because at the end of time, when Jesus comes again, he's going to throw out the great net, the dragnet, and all the fish, at every single human being is a fish. And every fish is going to be pulled in on that dragnet. And then there's going to be a separation. Jesus has said this again and again. And it breaks my heart that the church doesn't talk about this stuff more. And I think sometimes because leaders in the church don't want to bring any bad news to people. This isn't bad news. This is sobering, but this is good news. Jesus is good news. And what he says to us is truth that we need for our salvation. So the angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And Jesus uses these earthy comparisons in the parables to say, well, wait a minute, if you don't get what I'm saying, it's just like this. It's like a fisherman who brings in all the fish, and there's some good ones and there's some bad ones. The good ones go in the bucket, the bad ones are thrown away. And Jesus uses that. It's like an analogy. And then he goes on here and says, do you understand all these things? They said, yes. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. He's brought forth, he's the good scribe and the ultimate teacher. He's bringing from the old, from the Old Testament as well. He's bringing what's good, you know, and then he's bringing the new. He's bringing about the full revealing of the kingdom. The Old Testament has some dimensions of that, as we've been quoting from it at different times. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son to come and open up the kingdom fully and declare it and to manifest it. And he preaches it. It's manifested in signs and wonders, in the love and the whole ministry of Jesus and his authority over sin and death. That's what we need to lay hold of. And so Jesus comes with urgency, the King of the kingdom, and he's telling us, this is why it's happening. I'm coming to offer this to you because I want you to know there's going to be a great separation upon my return when I definitively wipe out the kingdom of darkness, and my kingdom will be absolutely, totally established forever, and it's for those who want it with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.